Welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Today, I'm featuring music that made the charts in 1952, played on, of course, theatre pipes. My opener was a hit for Buddy Morrow in the US, with Ted Heath's cover version of Night Train appearing in 1953. This arrangement is by Jimmy Boyce, owner of and artist-in-residence on the Wurlitzer of the America on Wheels roller skate arena in Alexandria, Virginia. In the early 1950s, tangos were still popular. Leroy Anderson composed one of the most famous, Blue Tango, in 1951, and the recording by his own orchestra settled in the US Billboard charts for 38 weeks. Other notable singles came from the orchestras of Hugo Winterhalter, Guy Lombardo, Les Baxter, and the British band of Ray Martin. That same year, Reginald Fort made this recording for Cook Laboratories on the Wurlitzer of the Fox Theatre, Detroit. Thank you. One of the most iconic films of 1952 was High Noon. It not only had a stellar cast of Gary Cooper, Grace Kelly and Lloyd Bridges, it also had an unforgettable score by Dmitri Tiomkin. The lyrics, "Do Not Forsake Me, Oh My Darling," were by Ned Washington and helped propel Frankie Lane's recordings to the top 10 on both sides of the Atlantic. In 2006, David Hegarty, the principal organist for the Castro Theatre in San Francisco, taped the theme on the massive part pipe, part digital Harrah Symphonic Organ in a chapel in Hurricane, West Virginia. As I mentioned last week, many successful singles were of recycled songs from previous decades. Rodgers and Hart's Lover originally appeared in the 1932 film Love Me Tonight, and Peggy Lee gave it a new lease of life, taking it into the Cashbox charts for 15 weeks in mid-1952. This is Ronald Kurz's take on the music, as released on a 1981 SayDisc LP, and featuring one of the Comptons in his Paramount Music Works in Bolton. Thank you. You Belong to Me, with California organist Tommy Stark at the console of the Wurlitzer in the Old Town Music Hall in El Segundo. Originally a country western song, it was featured in the 1953 film Forbidden, which starred Tony Curtis, but before the film was released, Patti Page, Dean Martin and Joe Stafford had enormous popularity with the film's only song in 1952, with success in the UK the following year. Instrumental hits were many back in the 50s, and one which still prospers in the theatre organ repertoire is Delicado, composed in Brazil in 1950. Percy Faith and his orchestra had the lion's share of the charts, with some 22 weeks in the Billboard edition and 28 in Cashbox. The UK was still tallying sheet music at the time, where it ran for 7 weeks in the top 40. This is Robert Wolf and the ex-Odeon Leeds Wurlitzer in the Thursford Collection, issued on a Grasmere CD in 1997. '52 was a great year for songwriters Pee Wee King, Red Stewart and Chilton Price. In addition to writing You Belong to Me, they also composed Slowpoke. Pee Wee himself recorded it, and Helen O'Connell and Arthur Godfrey made cover versions, all of which spent many weeks in the various US charts. This is a performance captured during a 2016 concert by Jonathan Eyre, FRCO, formerly assistant musical director and sub-organist at Bradford Cathedral, and now a freelance conductor and organist based in London.
Thank you.
Slowpoke, Jonathan Eyre, in concert on the Cinema Organ Society's Wurlitzer in the Victoria Hall Saltaire. And that gives me an opportunity to remind listeners of the upcoming COS convention based in Leeds over the bank holiday weekend in August. The event features top artists from the UK, as well as a finale by Dave Wickerham, all the way from Wisconsin. It will be 4 days of great music and camaraderie, with concerts on the Saltaire, Ossett, Howden the Weir and Blackpool Tower Ballroom organs. Yours truly will be the MC for the events. For details, please go to the Cinema Organ Society website at www.cinema-organs.org.uk. The next item is a real rarity. It was part of a Royal Typewriter Hour radio broadcast from the year when Walkin' My Baby Back Home was a hit for the first time around. In 1952, Johnny Ray and Nat King Cole revived this great song in not such a different style from this vocal by Paul Small, accompanied by Helen Crawford playing an unknown Wurlitzer.
She is great after being out late, walking my baby back home. Arm in arm over meadow and pond, walking my baby back home. We go long harmonizing a song, or I'm reciting a poem. Hours go by and they give me the eye, walking my baby back home. We stop for a while, she gives me a smile and snuggles her head to my chest. We start into bed, and that's when I get her towel from all over my bed. After I kind of laden my tie, she has to borrow my comb. One kiss, then I continue again, walking my baby back home.
The spell of Oriental mysticism spreads its influence over the Royal Typewriter Hour.
Helen Crawford, who many thought was a better organist than her very famous husband Jesse, from a 1930 Royal Typewriter Hour broadcast. To round out today's Hot Pipes, I've chosen a number that was composed in 1951 and made the big time in 1952. Tell Me Why. The American credits go to Eddie Fisher and the Four Aces, and the sheet music in the UK charted for an amazing 24 weeks. Bill Vasek made the only recording of the song that I have on Theatre Pipes, released on a 1996 CD during his years resident at the Paramount Music Palace, Indianapolis.
Thank you.
Thanks for your company today. That was my short tribute to the music that kept us entertained in 1952. I'll be back next week with another year in popular music, played on the King of Instruments, the Theatre Pipe Organ. Until then, this is Steve Ashley and Hot Pipe signing off. And I hope to meet some of you at the Cinema Organ Society convention later this month. Thank you.